And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 7th of May, 2017. It was on this date in 1952, a man named Jeffrey Dummer first presented the concept of the integrated circuit, also known as the microchip. He was a Yorkshireman. He was an electrical engineer. He'd done work on electronics during World War II in Great Britain. And he came up with the idea of putting all of the elements of an electrical circuit, the transistor, resistor, capacitor, and diode, into one piece, one integrated circuit, making it out of a single piece of silicon. He presented his idea on this day back in 1952 at the U.S. Electronic Components Symposium in Washington, and his talk is considered to be the first public description of an integrated circuit. 5 years later, he presented a prototype of his idea. He tried to get the British government to invest in it, and they would not. They were not willing to take the chance. They couldn't see what it would be used for. But the Americans were glad to make the gamble, and so American scientists beat Mr. Dummer to the punch and patented their own circuit in 1958, just 6 years later. And it would be years before the United Kingdom had a semiconductor industry of its own. And today we depend on integrated circuits to run our computers, our phones, watches, calculators, microwaves, TVs, stereos, cars, refrigerators, children's toys, even musical greeting cards. It's the birthday of the playwright Olympe de Gouges, born in Montauban, France, in 1748, who said that if woman has the right to mount the scaffold, she must equally have the right to mount the rostrum. In 1791, she wrote Declaration of the Rights of Woman and the Female Citizen, and 2 years later was arrested for sedition and sent to the guillotine. It's the birthday of the English writer Angela Carter, born in Eastbourne, England, in 1940. Primarily a novelist, moved from magical realism to science fiction to gothic horror to surrealism in her work, died of lung cancer in 1992. And it's the birthday of the poet Robert Browning, born Camberwell, England, 1812, famous for his love affair with the poet Elizabeth Barrett, with whom he eloped and moved off to Florence, Italy. After her death, he wrote several plays, none of which were successful, but writing for the theater taught Robert Browning how to use the dramatic monologue to reveal character. And the dramatic monologue became a defining characteristic of his work and also a big influence on T.S. Eliot, Robert Frost, Ezra Pound, and others. Here's a poem by Gary Soto, Time With You. We're 13, almost 14, and so much in love, we want the years to pass. Clouds roll at super speed, rains fall, flowers unfold and die at the snap of our fingers. I want to stuff sand through a fat hourglass and rip the pages from the calendar. Let me blow candles from my cake. Let my puppy stretch to full size. When we turn 18, time will become a canoe on a still lake. Time With You by Gary Soto, from Partly Cloudy, published by Harcourt, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.